Today's podcast is sponsored by the new Samsung FlexWash and FlexDry washer and dryer pair available at Home Depot. These innovative appliances are the first ever to allow you to wash two loads and dry two loads of laundry at the same time in the same machine. So now, when you do laundry, you don't have to mix different colors and fabrics together, risking color transfer or fabric damage. And I'm quite risk averse, so I like the sound of that. FlexWash integrates a large capacity lower washer for everyday washes and an additional washer for separate colors or delicates. FlexDry integrates a large tumble dryer for the everyday items and a flat dryer for delicates. Both the Flex Washer and the dryer have a number of innovative features to make doing laundry easier for you and your clothes. I like the sound of that. FlexWash offers a steam wash option for removing stains and a self-clean to keep the washer odor-free. FlexDry features multi-steam to steam away odors and wrinkles, while Sensor Dry optimizes drying temperatures to avoid damage to your clothes. Both are Wi-Fi connected, allowing you to set and start the machines and receive alerts when a load is finished. Together, FlexWash and FlexDry offers the ultimate flexibility to provide the best possible care for your clothes. That's the Samsung FlexWash and FlexDry washer dryer pair available at Home Depot. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestradino back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of May 30th, 2017, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we are back once again to talk about everything that's happening in the world. And lots of exciting stuff coming up here today. I'm very excited to talk to this man, but I've seen him at least three times, or maybe even four times in the last week in person. Here he is, back from the dentist, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, you're not Novocained up or anything, right?
No, I specifically got all my dental work done without any medication so that I would be ready for the podcast.
Well, no, you should have gotten like the gas, and then this probably would have been the best
really
episode.
Funny.
Yeah.
Super giggly.
Probably would have been the best episode for me, but typically people on laughing gas are mostly funny to themselves.
Not
is that incorrect?
David after the dentist kid, that guy was a phenomenon.
Oh, that guy was a phenomenon.
Yeah, maybe,
but I feel
you
like
could
people
have attracted
were laughing.
Some attention.
Were they laughing with him or at him?
Mm. Yeah, not with him, probably.
Probably
yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're trying to get attention.
That's true. Yeah, so I got a crown. It's a two-step process, like Danny and I discussed earlier. So,
is it gold?
Two weeks ago, I asked for a gold one, and he just laughed at me.
Dude, go to a different dentist. What kind of customer service is that?
Yeah. I was like, is it gold? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, I kind of would like a gold tooth.
You did say one time that you wanted a tiara, so this is as close as you're getting, I guess.
Yeah. So, well, these are made out of zirconia, so I guess they're a fake diamond.
Ooh.
But, yeah, so last week they shaved my tooth into a nub, and this week they glued a crown on top of it.
Yeah.
But, they gave me the option of having a filling, or they were like, we can do a filling, but it's on the corner of your tooth, and it will probably, because I chipped my tooth, and they're like, it'll probably just keep breaking off. But I wish I would have done that.
What were you doing?
I feel like if I...
Eating a jawbreaker?
Yeah. What were you
No,
eating?
Nothing. I just noticed it one day. I didn't ever notice it break or anything. I just noticed like a sharp spot on my tooth where there was a sharp corner from a break. And I lived with it for like 2 years, but it was getting more and more sensitive. So I finally went in thinking, oh, the dentist will probably make this better. And maybe he did, but I don't know yet.
Okay.
You sound wary of dentists. Are you worried about what they might be doing while you're under the gas?
Yeah. Well, I was like, I never went under the gas.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you feel this, it sounds like you're not going to really guarantee your work. And he's like, nope, not at all, because it should just break off again. And I was like, well, what about the crown? After I had the crown on, I was like, you're guaranteeing this? He's like, nope. Once you leave the parking lot, that's how a dentist operates, like a used car dealership.
Time to go to a new dentist. Won't guarantee his work. Won't yep. give you a golden crown. I mean, who is this guy? Is he operating out of a van?
Yeah, he gave me a 20% friends and family discount.
Oh, okay. 20% off, also a bad sign. The guys that charge full price, they can be trusted.
All right, well, let me introduce Danny. We haven't officially brought him in. That Danny, who has been celebrating a huge influx in new Instagram followers. Here is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Danny.
Yeah, so I've been getting tons of robots, porn bots, liking me on Instagram. A lot of people might see that as a bad sign, but that's just another follower. So chalk that up to my high self-esteem, right? Padding my stats with those porn bots.
Yeah. You must be doing something right, because I'm not getting any porn bots following me on Instagram.
Yeah, there's an algorithm for it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, number of selfies versus number of versus, you know, body shape and stuff like that.
What, and is they just Danny doing Danny's- something specific that's porn bot bait?
Yeah, maybe it's my hashtag.
He doesn't post
like
pictures of his
bots.
Family or wife.
Yeah.
So they just assume he's at home looking at porn all the time. So the algorithm is if it's a single man who's mostly by himself in all of the photos, then they're like, this guy would really enjoy some porn bot
Let's just say that the pictures I've been getting would be really helpful if I was taking some anatomy classes.
Okay.
I'm getting full-on vulva. It's shocking that that's what I'm getting in Instagram. So, I mean, if I was taking a class, it would be interesting and scientific, but I'm not. So it's pornographic.
So is Danny doing
something? So if you
were
in school, it would be science.
It would be science. But since I'm currently not enrolled, it's pornographic.
Because most of what Danny is putting on Instagram are like these vistas of like shots of nature. Tyson, is that somehow triggering the algorithm of like, oh, here's a guy who's posting these particular nature shots?
I think
Bergen
the
agrees.
Loneliness. Yeah, Bergen had to leave. She was trying to push all the buttons on my computer. She was down here jamming a candy wrapper in and out of this like little crevice on this flashlight she found.
Yeah,
and that was like for a half hour. Mm-hmm. And then she stopped doing that to push buttons on my computer. And I was like,
Tyson's given me a perfect example of what may have happened. If you want to get out as a married man with little kids, you could just say that your little girl got a hold of your phone and started liking pictures on Instagram.
Oh, I'm going to use
led
that.
To the
I'm
going to
use that.
Bot.
Oh. So I think the porn bot algorithm, what it did was it was like, okay, scan all of his photos. Okay, it's him by himself or him with another dude. And then let's scan more, very little human interaction, seclusion, deep, dark seclusion, slightly negative, sarcastic headline. This guy could use some cheering up with some porn bots.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you, there's a lot of bad press for bots out there, right? People can buy bots that comment, like, follow. I say fill Instagram with those bots because those bots are just cranking up everybody's self-esteem. I don't care if a robot likes my picture or a human does because as long as I don't know, it doesn't really change anything.
So, Dan, are the bots just liking your pictures or they're following you?
No, they're following me.
Because I'm looking at your followers. I'm not seeing any of these porn bots.
On my followers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got rid of them.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
What do? Just block them?
Yeah.
Because I was going to follow them.
I bet.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, I see what they're posting.
What they've been doing is they post one picture of a naked girl and then they write on her body the website you're supposed to go to so that they can infiltrate your computer and probably use
that
ransomware.
But it looks like it's photoshopped.
The writing?
Yeah.
See, look, Tyson's probably got a sex bot right now or porn bot on his phone.
I'm trying to find.
Yeah,
I'm trying. We're all trying to find.
It must be that Danny's pictures are so macho that they feel like, oh, this guy must have this
through the roof.
Yes, this insatiable sex drive that we can get him pretty easily with one of these porn bots. Right.
I'm gonna tag you in when
I find
one.
Don't tag me, Tyson. Don't do whatever self destructive behavior or destructive towards me you're about to do. Don't.
I was going to do it for Rob only.
Yes.
Although I do like getting these sex bots following me, and then I show my wife, I say, look who's following me.
Mm. Yeah, you jealous?
Yeah. How does that feel? She's like, whatever. That's fake.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter
anymore. And what did you say? It doesn't matter. Yeah. What is fake?
They're real to me.
What is fake?
Okay.
No, I bumped into one of these porn bots like
whoa.
2 days ago, but I can't.
Yeah.
Not in person.
We're at the.
Just yeah, one of them followed me on Instagram. No, one of them followed me on Instagram a few days ago, and I was like, oh,
let me
typical
tell you
porn
how to
bot
rid-
move.
Let me tell you how to get rid of the porn bots. Cut the internet off in Macedonia, in the Ukraine, in Russia, and I'm sure like 80% of the porn bots disappear.
Mm. But is that what we want?
Well, how are we going to counter fake news if we don't have it pumping out of those countries?
That's yeah. true.
It's interesting. Is there a Venn diagram? Like, are the porn bots also, like, if they could get the porn bots, you know, sending out the fake news also, I feel like that would be, like, that seems like the logical next step.
A real grand slam.
Right, right. Because then you have these, like, lonely people on Facebook, and it's like, hey, you know, this story doesn't seem real, but, you know, I want to believe it. I want to keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
The author's smoking hot. And yeah, I don't care about whether or not it's true. It's just look at the attractiveness.
Yeah. If anything, I've gotten recently, like, I find the porn bots on Twitter. Like, I'll have like a tweet from like 3 years ago will be liked by some woman. And I look at yeah. say, like, what is this? Like, why did somebody say, like, I love. You know, honestly, I think this happened, somebody, you know, like somebody will say, oh, News AF episode 5. Okay. Oh, love this, post. And then I look at it and it's like, oh wait, no, this is a topless
it's
person
a
with
bot.
Like a phone number.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, who cares? We all feel great. Everybody wins.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
So you get a like, you get a follow. Sure, it's a robot, but the robot's doing the Lord's work mm-hmm. by boosting everyone's self-esteem.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I do an auto block. I just say, I don't know what can happen to my computer. I just can't be safe
enough. At the end of the day, you're going to get infected one way or another with a real world or digital disease.
Right, right. Yeah. So this eventually ends up with me being blackmailed somehow. So I said, oh, let me just block this. I don't want any of this aggravation. Got enough on my plate. All right, let's get into what is turning out to be a very litigious week for the candy industry. Let's start with this story about a man in Missouri who's filing a lawsuit against Hershey's for intentionally underfilling packages of candy, including Whoppers and Reese's Pieces. Danny, I know you have a sweet tooth, and so does Tyson, and look what happened to him with that sweet tooth. But do you buy
no more sugar daddies for this guy.
Do you buy a box of candy ever, Danny?
Yeah, and this guy, I think, has a case because you'll go to the theater, pay $5 for a box of candy, open the box, and there's like 10 Skittles mm-hmm. in it. Which, by the way, sometimes they're not even in a plastic bag. They're just in a box. So they're as hard as a rock, which is super dangerous for Tyson with his fragile teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 10 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, why does movie theater candy have to be in a box? Because it's easier to stack?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Maybe it is a packaging or rip you off by pretending you're getting a huge amount, but the box contains hardly any. A bag's harder to mislead.
This is not a new issue, though.
Mm-hmm. No.
This has been going on since the dawn of time. Since cavemen were first like, we should put treats in boxes.
Yeah.
Then it's been going on since then. And some of it they chalk up to like packaging where like, as things get kind of packed and fill in the cracks, but it is too much. It would be really nice to just get a full box of candy one time.
This is on par with like, I want someone to sue the airline industries for more room in the seats. I want this guy to carry through on his lawsuit so that the boxes either shrink down to the amount that you actually get or they fill up to the actual box size itself.
Either way, because it would be nice to travel with a little bit smaller box, but it would also be nice to have more candy.
I just want to know what I'm getting for my $5 at the theater.
I don't know. At first, I was like, look, what do you care? You're getting the candy anyway. You know, what does it matter how filled the box is? But I will say this, that if this was like in a store and I can like pick up the box and shake it, I can sort of get a sense of what's in there. But the movie theater candy is, you know, behind a pane of glass. So yeah. I'm looking only at the size of the box. I can't pick up the raisinettes or the goobers and shake it. I don't think there's that much in there. So yeah. It's a little bit.
So they have to take those out,
yes.
Take the ink exploder off of them before. Which one would you like to see? Sure, let me unlock this glass case and take this ink exploder off of it before you purchase it.
You know, theaters should just have, the minute you get in the concession line, a robot that turns you upside down and shakes all your money out.
Mm.
Because it is ridiculous how much a soda is. Like, you get a soda, a popcorn, a box of candy, and that'll be $35.
Although that being said, are they doing you a favor though? Like, do you need, you know, a pound of Raisinets at the movie?
Yeah, do you need or want? Those are different things, because that's,
you don't even
the thing.
Need half a pound.
Like, do we want Michelle Obama following us around telling us we can't have supersized double dews?
Mm.
You know? You're going to want that supersized Mountain Double Dew, right, Danny?
Always, but if they don't offer Mountain Dew generally at movies.
Yeah.
At least not at our theaters.
So who's shutting that down? And how's that
like
make you
know.
Feel?
But I think that, Rob, you should at least represent what you're getting correctly at the movie theater. Because at those prices, come on, let's all be up front about what's in that box.
Yeah. So what should we have, a clear box?
Yeah.
Or the whole thing. Yeah. Okay. Clear box is good, or a box that fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how should the candy come? Like, almost like if you were buying like some sort of like a drug deal, you want like a Ziploc bag of like, oh, could I get a gram of Reese's Pieces?
Yeah, you could do in bulk.
Hmm.
Well, here's the thing too, Rob. The whole movie experience is just a whole shock to your finances, because it's like you're buying products that you're not familiar with all the way around. It's like, I'm going to go see this movie that could be total garbage, but I'm going to pay a premium to do it.
Okay, so you're saying that the box of M&Ms, the box of Reese's Pieces, is almost like a preview for what you're going to have, but is not necessarily in any way a reflection of, it could just be a good trailer.
Yeah, you may, I mean, that half box of Whoppers may really, really hit the spot and you'll be pleased with them. But on the other hand, they could leave you wanting and totally disappointed. So if I were going to run a new business model, let's try a new business model. We'll go to the sloth terrarium with this one.
Okay.
A movie where it's all run off of like mobile payments. And what happens is you walk in the theater, and if you're still in the theater or at any time after the halfway point are in that theater, you get charged for the movie. If you leave before halfway and don't come back, you don't get charged.
Wow. Hmm. Okay. This is...
I kind of like that. It gives you the ability to just walk out and not feel obligated to stay till the end of a crappy movie.
Correct.
Right.
I like it.
Right. Because right now, it's all transactional. That the movie industry, just like the box of M&Ms or Whoppers, is just all about an enticing package to get you to say yes. And then once they trigger the sale, once they get your money, then it's like, haha, there was nothing in here. We just got you with the packaging.
Yeah.
Movie trailers are like huge boxes.
Yes.
Right? They put the best material right there. You're like, sweet, it's going to be a great movie. Then you open it up and realize that the box
empty.
Is 90% of what it was.
There's
and
nothing
Adam
in there.
Adam Sandler got us again.
Yes. Yes. They got
you. This is our Adam Sandler moment right now. We're all realizing.
I've asked for money back for a movie a few times. I've told you this before. It's kind of a whole ordeal, like finding the management, having them either comp you a ticket or give you your money back. And it's like on my system, you wouldn't have any of that guilt or stress of like being the dick at the movie theater who's like, you know what? This wasn't very good. I'm not going to pay for a product I don't enjoy.
Okay. So Tyson, now, are you worried that the movie industry under your model will then build towards an exciting middle climax and then have nothing going on? Like, do they get you to the point of sale where it's like, okay, stay in your seat or go, stay in your seat or go. And like all the action builds up to there. And then it's sort of like, like a letdown after that point, Tyson.
If that's sure, but still, you're at least getting your money's worth.
All the sex and boobies happens right at the middle of the movie.
If it's worth it for you to stay for that to that point, then yeah, I guess so. Or you could even do a different business model where it's like, for every 15 minutes you're there, it charges you $2. Something like that.
Every 15 minutes you're there, it charges you $2.
Uh-huh.
Does candy come with that $2 every 15 minutes? A little thing in your armrest opens up and gives you 5 Skittles?
Yeah, it does.
That would
it
be
actually,
nice.
Yeah, drops from the sky.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Boop, 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 into your mouth.
Manna from heaven.
Yeah. I think you're right, Rob. They would start making movies differently if that were the business model. But I think that by that point, it wouldn't matter. By that point, it's like, okay, you're in it an hour if it's half of a movie. And you've already gotten an hour of entertainment if that was a good hour.
Okay. Well, just getting back to the candy lawsuit, this man, Robert Bratton, is saying that he wants the company to pay back at least $5 million to its customers, Danny.
Sweet. So each of us will get 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
No, we each get a half box of Whoppers to make up for the other half.
That'll tear out our fillings. Tyson, be careful.
Yeah.
No those Whoppers.
No sugar daddies or sugar babies for me. Are Whoppers the caramel ones?
Oh, are Whoppers?
Yeah, Milk Duds.
What are the ones that, like, you bite into Milk Duds? That's what I was thinking. Those things will rip out your
fillings.
Let's
get away from Milk Duds.
Get away from there. Will the settlement be paid in sort of like one of those like giant like golf tournament checks, but then the actual amount on the check will be very small, Tyson? Is that how they should pay these settlements?
I guess they
this?
Could do
oh,
that.
Let me open up this check.
Yeah. And it says $5.2 million, like the size of a fingernail.
Right. Maybe on the outside. Like you just got part of a $5 million settlement and then you open it up.
Oh, so they're, yeah. Oh, and so, then on the inside, it's like $2.12. Yeah.
So what do you guys think? Is he going to win?
No,
I don't think so. Big Candy's not going to let this happen.
Big Candy, they've got their fingers deep into the
the candy industry. Here's what the candy industry is going to do. They're going to send him a box of freebies, and he's going to drop the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he won't be able to talk. They'll send him a bunch of the chewy ones, what we were just talking about, and then he won't be able to say anything to
Milk
the camera.
Duds. Milk or Laffy Taffy.
Yeah,
maybe Laffy Taffy's.
Milk Duds. He'll go to the witness stand, his mouth full of Milk Duds. And they're like, what? What are you saying?
Yeah.
Silenced.
Or hit him with a giant now and later or something.
Yeah. Let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors for this episode of News AF. And those are our friends over at Hulu. Now, Tyson, you're a big Hulu guy, right?
You know it.
Yeah. Of course, everybody is talking about Handmaid's Tale over on Hulu. That's like the big hot show right now, Danny. Have you checked out that one?
I haven't, but I'm loving the bonnets.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's becoming a look now, I think.
Yeah.
That's like the summer 2017 look. If you don't know, Hulu also has a new look and a new experience. You can watch all their originals in one place, including Handmaid's Tale, Harlots, Casual, and much more. Full seasons of Fargo, Blackish, Empire, Fear the Walking Dead. New season is coming back, coming up this weekend. Nashville, all exclusively on Hulu, plus a bunch of hit movies. You can check out the no commercials plan option as well. Now they've got a new option to add live TV. Tyson, you pumped up for that?
Live TV?
On Hulu.
I didn't even hear about that yet.
Yeah, well, you're hearing about it now. You could transform the way you experience TV. Hulu with Live starts at $39.99 a month, which includes the limited commercials. Hulu streaming plan includes 50 plus live and on-demand channels. You can watch sports, includes ESPN, FS1, including regional sports, news, and other can't-miss events. You could record live TV as well with the cloud DVR, over 50 hours of storage included. You can upgrade to 200 hours as well. Plus, it's available on iOS, Android, Apple TV, Xbox One, Chromecast. More devices coming soon, so enjoy all your TV in one place with the brand new Hulu experience. Go to Hulu.com and start your free trial today. So let's touch on another candy lawsuit coming up. A woman in California, she's leading a class action lawsuit against Jelly Belly for making her believe that their product was sugar-free due to fancy phrasing. The label of jelly beans lists evaporated cane juice instead of sugar, and she claims that this was to intentionally mislead the customers. Jelly Belly says this is nonsense, citing that the fact the woman could have read the nutritional facts to see the amount of sugar. Tyson, does she have a case?
Man, I don't think so, because a lot of people have been using that evaporated cane juice story for a while, and they do raise a good point. They're not necessarily trying to hide it, because the nutritional facts state how much sugar is in the product.
Danny?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that what's left over when you evaporate cane juice is a sugary-like goo.
It's only sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so to me, that sounds delicious. But, yeah, she's got no case.
Yeah, now
I've been to the Jelly Belly factory, by the way.
How was that?
It was awesome. I just wanted to dive headfirst into those beans. I just wanted all the pear Jelly Belly.
Was Ronald Reagan there?
No, he was not there. He was actually dead at the time. But the problem is they mix all the good-tasting Jelly Bellies with all the crappy ones. And so unless you can buy them from individual dispensers, Jelly Bellies are worthless.
Yeah. Nobody wants that many buttered popcorn ones. Yeah. You want one to be like, huh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the one time when you are glad when you open up the box of buttered popcorn Jelly Bellies, you're glad there's hardly any in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So does Jelly Belly really double dip, where if you get a box of the Jelly Belly, one, it's mostly air, and then two, it's the much cheaper to produce bad tasting flavors?
Yeah, like all the Harry Potter flavors are like pennies on the dollar compared to the other ones.
I doubt that.
The good tasting flavors are the ones that are more expensive to make.
Booger flavor is just like...
I like coffee. You ever have that one? That's a good one.
Of course.
Probably.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I always buy the Costco version of the huge Jelly Bellies, and then I'll just throw a handful in my mouth just for, you know, to spice things up on a boring day.
On a boring day.
We call that the suicide.
You just throw them all in your mouth at the same time?
Yeah, I don't sort them out.
He doesn't care. He mixes them all up.
Danny.
Yeah, normally I pick through for the pear, the watermelon, the cinnamon. Those are the ones I like the most.
See, Tyson, this is the kind of guy that the porn bots are targeting. The guy that's just going to say, hey, you know, devil may care.
I'll throw whatever in my mouth.
Whatever. I'll eat a handful of Jelly Belly. What's the worst that can happen to me? That's who they're targeting. That's how the algorithm knows.
I just thought that maybe the porn bots are targeting me because I talk so favorably about AIs and robots in general.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, here's a sympathetic guy.
T and AI.
Could be.
Yeah.
You do a lot of drone footage on your Instagram too, so maybe they figure you're already having sex with your drone.
That's one step. They know.
Yeah.
That's the most dangerous kind of sex out there. It's like you have sex with your drone or
drone
a wild
sex.
Tiger. Both are pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Guy who's likely to own a drone, very likely to also be owning a sex robot in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Flying around his blow-up doll around the house with the tracking setting on. Yeah. So his blow-up doll's always following him, being dragged by the drone.
Now, Danny, can you explain what is the difference between evaporated cane juice and sugar? Is that a fancy name for sugar?
Cane juice. So I'm imagining that somebody on the assembly line is wringing out the juice from the cane, and then it goes into a hot oven that evaporates it and turns it into sugar. Sounds fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I think evaporated cane juice is the term they use for organic sugar.
Yeah. Let's see. I did a quick search that NPR has an article called
for?
Evaporated
Bots.
Cane Juice. Is it just sugar juice in disguise? Now, is evaporated cane juice, are they evaporating cane juice, or are they evaporating cane to turn it into juice?
They're evaporating cane juice into sugar. So they squoze all the cane into a pitcher. They set it out in the sun. The sun evaporated it up into the atmosphere, but all that got pulled from it was the water, which concentrated all that was left in the juice until it eventually became a pile of sugar.
You know, this is just another example. Everybody's looking for an edge, right, when it comes to marketing. Either it's the big box, it's the evaporated cane juice. They all like to live like in the gray area of what's truthful and what's not. Mm-hmm. And so this is just the Jelly Belly doing whatever they can to make their buttered popcorn sell a little bit faster.
Yeah. Okay. Well, be on the lookout for evaporated cane juice in your jelly beans because you're still eating sugar. It's not a diet jelly bean. Okay.
Yeah. Don't let them trick you.
Okay. And then this is not a candy lawsuit, but probably easily could be the next candy lawsuit that we're talking about. Skittles and Starburst are coming out with spicy flavors coming out this December. They're calling it Sweet Heat, Tyson. Are you interested?
Sure.
Let me tell you how this lawsuit's going to come about.
Yeah.
Have you ever purchased Skittles in a rush? Get
no.
in your car, open it while you're driving, it's dark, and you throw a handful of Skittles in your mouth. It turns out that you bought tropical Skittles.
Why which
are
you putting handfuls of candy in your mouth just willy-nilly all the time, Danny?
Listen.
The more you have in the mouth, the higher flavor concentration, dude.
Yeah, look, I have to have something in my mouth at all times.
See, that's the kind
the
of attitude that
this.
Those bots are going after, Tyson. This is exactly
yep,
what we're talking
have to tell
about.
Me.
So anyway, I see the lawsuit coming about when you buy Skittles. You don't even know they have Sweet Heat. It's nighttime. You're driving on Highway 1, up there in Northern California. You go, you throw the Skittles into your mouth. Surprise, right? A flavor explosion you weren't expecting.
Right.
Just throws you into
you
like
didn't see
this
that coming.
Weird state.
Yeah,
you
wasabi strawberry or some flavor.
Yeah, okay. So you drive right through the guardrail down one of those steep embankments. Bam, lawsuit.
Okay. I see it. It's
all
happening.
Right there
you see, officer, I was in a rush. I just grabbed the first Skittles that I saw down at CVS, and then I popped them all in my mouth. I was driving along, and I just was completely blindsided by the flavor. Was wasabi strawberry, I believe, went right past the guardrail.
Guys, let's just say that I suffer from absent-minded mouth filling, right?
Yeah.
Because something else happens.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I've been friends with you for a long time.
Let me tell you another thing that's thrown me off a couple times. I really like those Golden Graham chocolate cereal bars.
Yeah, right? But they make different flavors of them.
They make a peanut butter one that looks identical. And every time I've purchased one, gotten into my car, started driving, and bought into the peanut butter one, I nearly crash because it's so disgusting.
Yeah, peanut butter is not a dessert treat.
No.
Oh, well, I disagree.
It's only for PBJs.
I disagree. Whoa. It's wonderful. I love peanut butter. Can't get out.
I love peanut butter too, but not as a dessert treat. Yeah.
Danny, do you consume most of your meals behind the wheel of a vehicle?
Yeah, I'm actually the poster boy for reckless endangerment, reckless driving. I'm not even going to tell you how I should not be driving. That's why I want automatic cars to really come so that I can eat my taco and put hot sauce on it without driving with my knees.
While flying your drone and updating your Instagram to try and lure more porn bots in. Danny's actually, he's a porn bot predator. So he's trying to lure the porn bots into his Instagram
you're
feed.
You're the bots?
Tyson, I am prey. I am porn bot prey.
Oh, you're okay? Prey? I thought you were a predator.
No, I'm a timid little animal hiding from these monstrous porn bots that are seeking out all corners of the web to devour us.
You don't think it would be funnier if you were the predator that like feasted on the porn bots?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm giving them a lot of attention right now, so who knows what's going to happen after this?
They're
going to
hear this podcast.
Okay, all right. Well, jeez. Well, pay close attention to this story, Danny. Sent to us by John Fagan, that there is a cottage industry popping up about fidget spinner pornography. It exists.
Ooh.
It exists. Now,
good.
The popular website Pornhub is saying that there were over 2.5 million searches for the genre between May 10th and May 22nd, according to this article from refinery29.com. They say that it is the top trending term for the month.
Wow.
This fidget spinner thing is just, it's out of control.
Yeah.
Right?
Spinning out of control.
It is literally spinning out of my kids. I caught them watching what I would call spinner porn, which is when someone unpackages a spinner and spins it, and everyone's somehow enthralled with the spinning of this stupid... It needs to stop.
See, the term fidget spinner porn, I think, is confusing here because that there are many videos, like when you talk about food porn, for the most part, we're talking about some sort of like gratuitous shots of food. Now, there's other things that you could probably also put in that classification.
Yeah, like nature porn is the hashtag you might use, or cloud porn, or art porn, whatever.
But there's two things going on here. There is the, like, you know, videos about the fidget spinner going around and around and around. And then there are also, there's that combined with sexual situations.
Yeah, or, like a guy knocks at your door, right?
Mm-hmm.
The lady answers.
Right. There's like a woman from Danny's Instagram spinning
the fidget
spinner.
Oh, my roommate is just getting out of the shower. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I can come back later. I'm here to fix your cable. It's like, no, come in. He's like, oh, have you seen these new fidget spinners? And then he starts spinning it, and it cuts like the straps off of whatever dress she's wearing. I mean, is that...
Are you making this up, Danny, or you've seen this video?
I'm thinking right now I'm probably writing one of the greatest fidget spinner porns out there. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. But I think what they're talking about is what you mentioned before, Rob, is that it's probably people searching for unboxing videos.
But why are they searching for them on Pornhub?
Because they're confused. Because they search for all their stuff on Pornhub, and they're like, "What? They don't have fidget spinner stuff on Pornhub. They have everything else."
Again, according to this article, fidget spinner curiosity was confined to a younger crowd, 186% more popular with visitors in the 18 to 24 age bracket than the older visitors are. I would think there's a good chance, Tyson, the older visitors don't even know what that is.
I would, well, I don't know. You don't think so? It's kind of a, it's a pretty crazy trend.
Yeah. Mm.
I want to give the story one caveat, and that is our source. Refinery29 is one of those people, or one of those sites that shows up at the bottom of a legitimate article with like, oh, Provo mom discovers how to beat traffic tickets. Mm-hmm. So I haven't done a search, but this is not a reputable site.
No, I don't think it's, I'm taking a look at some of the other things they're talking about. It looks like, it's certainly a lifestyle site, but I don't think that it looks like one of these sites that is a fake news
So you're putting your reputation on the line for Refinery29, Rob?
Define lifestyle site.
Well, let me tell you the other headlines that are going on this site. There is the other stories on the front page right now are coming to terms with being Asian American. I mean, that's not really clickbaity or anything like that.
No, that's not.
There's a story about a new rule could hurt women's birth control access.
Nope, that's not clickbaity.
15 summer sandals that'll never go out of style. Again,
that's BuzzFeed-ish.
Yeah, that's BuzzFeed-y, but
I'm just saying that I've seen
like it's fake news.
I'm just saying I've seen Refinery29 exist kind of on the periphery of real news. Just a caveat. That's all. Just a warning.
Right. You know, is it Newsweek?
So,
probably not, but it seems like it's you know, as reputable as like a
USA Today,
something in that milieu. I was gonna say like an Us Weekly, something like that.
So you think it's definitely true?
We won't know for sure until Rob right now does a search for fidget porn.
I think fidget. don't accidentally. Swap an M for the F on fidget.
Got to be careful with your spelling. And it will autocorrect too, so you're going to want to be careful.
Yeah,
I don't know if fidget is a legitimate
spell
word.
It out
it's going to autocorrect fidget?
Into midget. Yeah. Guys?
Yeah.
Can we talk about my spider bite?
Oh, yes. Yes, I want to.
So
very much.
My face is itching. I don't know if you can hear me scratching and like trying to lift this up, but I have like a space like the size of a grapefruit on my face that itches. And
I
got
your light.
So I woke up. I'm going to use my light. I'm going to expose the truth here in a second. But I woke up like a week ago, and on the temple of my face, I had like what looked like a mosquito bite in the morning. But in the middle of the night, I woke up and there was like a sharp little pain, and it was a little sensitive to the touch, like not like a bee sting, but maybe if like a bee sting stung you through a shirt. So it's like a partial bee sting. That's what it felt like. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel a sting or anything. So Rob saw me when it was maybe more the size of like a quarter and really puffy. And it just kept getting worse. So after Rob, after I saw you, it puffed up more and then started oozing and then scabbed over.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it's the swelling is not as swole, but it's bigger. So like under my eye and stuff, it almost looks like somebody punched me in the face.
Nicole was on top of it. Nicole was like the new
– gave me a couple Benadryls and stuff, yeah.
Let's see it, Tyson. I want
to
see it.
Let me show it to you. So
– oh, my God, dude. So, Danny, describe it for the podcast listeners, what we're looking at.
Oh, I can barely look at it. Tyson's beautiful face has been marred by what looks like an open, gaping wound just to the side of his eye. It's red. It's puffy. It's probably oozing fluids.
Tyson, what bit you? Do you know?
I don't know, but I killed a spider in my bed this morning. But it didn't look like a brown recluse or anything. Like a brown recluse or a black widow spider bite are really the only ones to be like real worried about here in Utah, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a brown recluse, I would have already had major tissue damage after a week of nothing. So I don't think it's a brown recluse. A black widow, I feel like you'd either have a reaction or not. Some people, I posted a picture of it on Twitter and some guy told me he thought it was bed bugs. But I don't think we've ever had bed bugs. I don't have bites anywhere else on my body. I never had bites anywhere else.
Did this happen at home or this happened on your trip?
This happened at home like 2 days before the trip.
Hmm.
Tyson, I have to ask, have you handled any fidget spinners used in a porn and then touched your face?
I mean, haven't all fidget spinners been used in porn? I think that's how they quality control them. Mm-hmm. The companies are like, okay, send these to Pornhub.com, and then they'll send them back with the ones that are actually good.
Yeah, but they don't clean them off. That's why I'm asking is that you probably touched your face after using your fidget spinner.
That could be. But honestly, do we have a doctor in the audience?
Best to go to a real doctor who exists in the real world, Tyson.
And one that will give you a guarantee on their work.
Yeah, well, I have a $1,500 deductible that I haven't spent any of. Mm-hmm. So let's keep that.
Did you ask the dentist anything this morning?
I thought about asking the dentist, but then I was like, he's not a real doctor. He's a dentist.
Yeah.
So
ask him if he could squirt some of that filling material into that open wound.
Could they fill it?
Yeah, what should I do? And it's itchy. It's like pretty itchy, but it's also really tender to like it's too tender to scratch. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's got scabs and stuff on it now. It's real bizarre.
Well,
is it a bed bug? Am I admitting to the filthiest?
Yeah, if you say it's a bed bug, basically you've just cut our friendship.
I haven't heard of anybody with like a bed bug bite that something happens like I think you are like itchy with a bed bug, but I don't think that you have like reactions like that.
Yeah, this was definitely a single, maybe two bites, but it really only looked like a mosquito bite the day after.
Could it be Zika, Danny?
It could be. Has Bergen bitten you in that area? Because the kids are notoriously dirty.
Bergen bit me on my nose really hard a couple weeks ago.
And that didn't flare up.
No.
You know what, Tyson? I think that you're probably fine. I mean, take my advice as someone who knows nothing.
I think I'm fine too, but I want to know what it is.
And what this will do is test your marriage, because no matter how disfigured you become, hopefully Rachel will stay.
Tyson,
is there another story to talk about?
Rob doesn't know. He's kind of stunned.
Rob, I mean, what would you suggest skin graft wise?
I mean, for your temple, I mean, I think that I think you'll be fine. I don't think you need the skin graft.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Hang in there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Before we get to this next story, I got to take a moment and talk about TrueCar, because when you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure you're getting real, actual, factual pricing on actual, factual inventory. Unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the case. People can look online and configure their cars only to find out that they're not yet available at that price. With TrueCar, you get real pricing on actual inventory, not pricing offered by TrueCar, pricing offered by the dealer and not just any dealer. A TrueCar car certified dealer. This is like the not the equivalent of going to the movie theater and here's a price on a box of candy and then you open it up and it's like, oh wait, this isn't what I thought I was getting. It's the opposite of that experience.
You know exactly what you're getting.
You know exactly what you're getting. Because there's a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency, unlike the movie theaters, offering you a competitive market price. With TrueCar, you'll easily find the car that you want. They'll show you what other people in your area are paying for the same car you're looking at as well. You'll know what a fair price is so you can feel confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, with over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealers nationwide. TrueCar users are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with the TrueCar Certified Dealers, and they save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Over in Kuwait, there was a big drug bust that happened as a pigeon was apprehended with a makeshift backpack containing 178 ecstasy pills.
Wow. Pigeons can party hard.
Yeah.
I know. I was going to say, whoa.
So somebody grabbed the pigeon and strapped a package filled with ecstasy on it. And I guess attempted to send the pigeon somewhere else or just wanted to see what would happen if you tied 178 ecstasy pills to a pigeon, Danny.
Couldn't it have been a homing pigeon or whatever?
Yeah,
that's the kind of pigeon they use to send messages.
That's what they're thinking, but they don't know where it was going.
Well, it didn't either because it was super high.
Yeah. Now, could they put like some sort of like tracking device on the pigeon and then send it back out to see where it goes?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I feel like that's genius, Rob.
Yeah. Well,
are you kidding me?
The person that it goes to could just say, "What? I didn't tell this pigeon to come here. It just landed here.
Of course, I ate the drugs because the pigeon gave them to me, but I didn't order the drugs."
Mm-hmm.
Have pigeons learned how to make ecstasy? That's also a possibility.
And what company makes pigeon backpacks?
Yeah, I don't know how they necessarily did that. They sort of just like taped this package of ecstasy to the pigeon. I really don't know how it got intercepted.
They probably, is there pictures or do you think they got a real backpack and then had a seamstress just take it in a little bit for the pigeon?
Yeah, the pigeon also, backpack looks a little bit kind of like a hacky sack that's sort of just got like strapped to the pigeon.
Is it made from human sack?
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is...
tied it all full circle back to scrotums.
Yeah. Who is grabbing pigeons at random? Like, oh, I just normally go out to the park and I just grab pigeons and I just grabbed this one. It seemed to have a backpack.
Could have been somebody who was hard up that's sort of like, hey, that pigeon looks like it has a backpack full of ecstasy.
Or it's like, we need this for the Ozzy Osbourne show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, need another pigeon to bite the head off of. Although I think it was a dove. But it is strange that this pigeon got caught. Like, seriously, how did they find it? Was it in a park? Did someone spot it and thought it looked weird? I just want to know why this pigeon.
Danny.
Maybe it was a sting operation. Maybe they've been tracking these pigeons for a while and finally got their hands on them.
Yeah. Do you think that there will be repercussions for this pigeon? Will they end up in some sort of like bird cage now?
Yeah, this pigeon's life of freedom is over.
Yeah.
It's a cage for him from now on.
That's it for the pigeon.
Sad, very sad.
But as a pigeon, that's like the dream scenario because like bird seed is better than garbage.
You think the pigeon...
you don't know that.
Yeah, would rather
you're
be incarcerated?
You're just biased towards bird seed because you love it so much, but garbage
bird
could
seed's
be delicious.
Yeah, garbage could be delicious, but I feel like it's a hit or miss with garbage.
Yeah.
It's not consistently delicious.
Although, probably this pigeon in the ecstasy trade was probably being well fed, no?
Mm-hmm.
I would think so. They were well taken care of. Unless it was just a mule where the pigeon was like, hey, I got to fly over here. And they're like, hey, do you want to carry this backpack? We just have too much luggage. We get charged a baggage fee if we carry more. So maybe just put this on and then pretend like we don't know each other and just go through security right there.
Just go right through.
A drug mule. Yeah.
You would think that they would at least like fuel up the pigeon. Maybe they're giving him some sort of like Jolt Cola or something on his way out the door to like make sure he has enough fuel to get where he's going.
So wherever they're hiding all the Jolt Cola, that's where we can find the guy who has the pigeons.
It seems a little reckless. I don't know the street value of ecstasy, but it seems reckless to strap that onto a pigeon. I mean, they're notoriously it seems like they're easily distracted by other pigeons, garbage, cars.
Have you never heard the term homing pigeon?
Yeah, I have, but I feel like why not trust it to something more, I don't know, self-aware? Maybe like get a monkey, a little backpack. Are there other animals?
A monkey's going to take the drugs itself.
Yeah, I mean, they started off with drug mules. I'm assuming that came from legit, like literally mules used to carry drugs, right?
Right.
So, but that would raise suspicion if you had a drug with a mule with a backpack on wandering through the streets of Kuwait.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I just feel like there might be other better animals out there.
It's tricky.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It's a tricky spot for to get your ecstasy around in Kuwait, I guess.
Super not easy. Why not use a drone? Just fly, put the drugs on the
drone. I feel
like
that's more suspicious, no?
Yeah, well, I feel like that's a lot more suspicious.
Well, first of all, drones are becoming more and more common. Right.
Okay.
And then
not as common as pigeons.
That's true. And the drone might hit a pigeon.
The common pigeon, especially, which is a species of pigeon.
But it seems like if you're going to send it across town, just use a drone, fly it over, land it on a rooftop. You're golden.
Hmm. Is there any increased value to the ecstasy after this is like a 100% pure pigeon delivered ecstasy?
Yeah, maybe. Or drone delivered.
Yeah, might get you more messed up. Yeah, that's sort of like pigeon ecstasy.
Well, I think animal activists might be offended by the fact that pigeons are being used as drug mules.
Well, they're not being hurt.
Yeah, but they're being forced against their will.
Is it against their will, though?
Well, until we can develop pigeon speak, you know, to translate, we won't know.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if there are more pigeon-related drug delivery mechanisms that we discover in these next couple of weeks. All right, here's a story from Mike Scal coming to us from Down Under. In a symbolic effort to support the push for same-sex marriage, Ben & Jerry's in Australia is banning same flavor double scoops of ice cream across the nation. The historically progressive chain claims that love comes in all flavors and will continue to implement the rule until same-sex marriage is legalized in the country. Danny.
I already thought of a workaround.
Do you like...
What is it?
Do you like this?
You just buy two single scoops and be like, oh, one's for me and one's not for me, and then right in front of their stupid faces... dump a scoop of ice cream into the same bowl.
Yeah. This is a noble cause, but I don't like the execution here of what they're trying to do.
Of the force?
To me.
Or what?
I mean, two of the same flavors of ice cream does not necessarily represent same gender to me.
Or some bias like, against same-sex marriage. I don't understand.
Also, I feel like most people, when they go in, are going to get two different flavors anyways, because there's so many flavors there, you can't choose the same one for both scoops. So how many times a day do they have to be like, that's maybe like one time a day.
Who even knows about this? It's like, can I get two scoops of chocolate in a cone? Actually, no. because of the same sex ban here in Australia, we're not letting you get same.
And they're like, "Well, I'm here with my husband," is what I call him, because it's nothing, it could be a whole thing.
Here's the problem: nothing hurts a cause more than cutting someone off right before they're about to get delicious ice cream. It's like they were probably all in support, and then all of a sudden they couldn't get their two scoops of chocolate ice cream when they craved it more than anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, now you've got an angry customer and probably somebody who hates everything you believe in.
If anything, that I believe that the, you know, gender analogy, I'm offended by the bad analogy work here. I feel like that the genders are, if I wanted to get two cones and no ice cream, that's... the right analogy, I feel like.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, because you put one inside
of
the other.
Or if they say, hey, I want to get all ice cream, no cones. Okay,
no cups.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that because Australia is forcing us to get a cone and ice cream together. That's all you can get right now. We're not letting you do anything off the menu. You are being forced by these terrible laws here in our country. You can't get just ice cream or just cones. Not yet.
It's tough. I feel like if Ben and Jerry's had more products, they could have executed this a lot better.
You shouldn't build your marketing campaign around sweets. I mean, you shouldn't build your political message around your sweets. Because people who want sweets just want sweets. It's just garbage food that we jam in our faces. And usually we crave it so much we're willing to pay $5 for a half-empty box.
Yeah, that shows
how much we crave it.
To make us feel better for a split second before feeling terrible for the next four days.
And if you're blocking us from that sugar high, I mean, it can't be good for you. People are going to be so pissed off.
So I like the statement. I like what they're trying to do. I just don't like the execution here of it.
I'm sick and tired of statements. I just want all my stuff statement-free, right? Let the statements exist outside of
as
all those
statements.
Things I enjoy. Yeah, as statements. I just want my ice cream. Yeah. I don't want politics.
And Danny just wants his ice cream and wants to enjoy it behind the wheel of a moving vehicle.
Yeah, what about the statements for us who believe nothing? And so we're always being confronted with having to make a decision on something. Why can't we just believe
statements.
In nothing and enjoy our freaking ice cream?
Yeah, behind while driving and texting.
While driving and texting and following back all those sex bots.
Yeah, follow. Danny is working actually on an app right now that will automatically find porn bots and follow them.
Well, porn bots probably have feelings or they
will
shortly.
They need love too.
When they become sentient. And so I'm going to have to give them a boost of their own self-esteem.
Mm. Yeah, you will.
Okay. And potentially the avatar for the greatest porn bot there is, the Hot Felon.
Ah, he's all over the place.
He's all over the place.
Oh.
He was spotted partying in Cannes with Nicki Minaj this week after he was walking in the Philip Plein fashion show. So Hot Felon is really Tyson that the world's his oyster.
The world really is his oyster. He just keeps, everything keeps coming up Hot Felon.
Everything.
Of course, he did have one setback, guys. We didn't talk about
bite?
It. No. No,
that's a tattoo. That's a teardrop tattoo on his face.
A couple weeks ago, he turned around. He flew to...
That's what you should do, Tyson. You should get that converted into a tattoo.
Get a tattoo over it.
Yeah.
He flew to England for a modeling job and got turned away.
Why?
Because of his rap sheet, I think. And so he had to sit in the airport, and then I think they sent him back to the States.
No.
So it's not all, hot Skittles for this guy.
Mm.
There have been some rough patches, just so you know. Some sympathies, Rob, please.
Yeah. Still pretty good.
He's all over the news. This guy has milked out that 15 minutes like crazy.
Yeah. Hasn't worked as well for a hot female felon.
No, but the interesting thing is Cash Me Outside girl, she's like right there. She's just almost getting to cruising altitude, I feel like. She's trying really hard.
Yeah. Okay, what, with being a felon?
Well, no, with kind of like, when you get that initial in the news moment, a lot of
making
people just
it.
Flame out right,
right
after that.
Right.
Kind of like Ken and his whatever shirt and pants.
Ken
Bones. But Cash Me Outside Girl, she is like, she's managing to stay kind of relevant, and she just needs to get another couple thousand feet up there into this, stratosphere before she can get celebrital orbit or whatever you would call it. So, yeah, this
fighting
is good
altitude.
News for hot. Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how long this lasts.
Yeah.
Probably till his next crime spree.
Yeah. At some point, he'll need to, get back. If his star starts to lose his luster, he's going to have to commit a new crime.
And make sure he's super mega hot when they take his picture from
Yeah.
It.
But he needs the perfect crime. Like, he needs to sort of like. Beat up somebody but somebody who's doing something like where he can sort
bad.
Of like, yeah, like
he finds somebody
did he two scoops of the same
kicking
flavor
or kicking a dog in public. You see somebody kick a dog in public and he goes out and punches his lights out.
Or how about this? Saves a baby from a hot car or a dog from a hot car.
Yeah. But why is he getting in trouble for that?
Or either one of those from a hot Carl.
Right. Right. Or maybe he sort of like could, rob someplace that's corrupt. Do something. Like, he needs to like do some sort of a crime, but that they could sort of fidget spin it into something where he ends up looking even better. Like, he's dangerous, but he's working for us.
Yeah, like a Robin Hood.
He's rock bottom when he gets into fidget spinning porn, though.
Yeah.
the new rock bottom.
That wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he's got Plan B. He's gonna be. He's fine.
Yeah, maybe he can like get into a fight at a movie theater concession stand about that they're not giving him enough M&Ms, and then people are like, yeah, he's got a point.
He jumps the counter and gives the masses free candies.
Yeah, everybody gets free candy. Go for it. Yeah,
I like it.
Danny, what's in the bolt hole?
I'm going to give you guys choices.
Ooh.
All right? I like giving you guys options. Another pigeon story. You never knew that you'd get two pigeon stories in one day.
But in one day. Pigeons are all the rage right now, dude. They're a trending topic.
Pigeon spinners. Okay. Yeah.
Invest in pigeons now.
Pineapples or sugar babies and sugar daddies?
Is that evaporated cane juice babies or sugar babies?
That's the term for a younger woman. I think it's a younger woman who goes after older men.
Not sugar babies that you can get in the movie theater with a half-filled box?
No. These are full boxes of all
good,
women.
Good, because I'm not supposed to have sugar daddies or sugar babies with my current condition.
Not with that rash on your face.
Yeah.
Okay. So which one, guys? Pigeons, pineapples, or sugar daddies?
Pigeons. Bring this thing full circle.
Yes. This story might explain how they got a hold of the ecstasy pigeon. There is a woman in Japan who has created high heels that look just like pigeons. And she did it, so she claims, so that she can get close to these birds without scaring them away. Now,
awesome.
These shoes do look pretty good. Like pigeons, right? They actually look like legitimate pigeons. We don't know if she made them or if she just killed some pigeons and emptied them out and turned them into shoes. But yes, they look legit.
Let me take a look at these.
The only problem is that in the picture where she's standing close to some pigeons, there's also what appears to be a homeless man in Crocs standing just as close. So it's hard to say if the Crocs are more effective than the pigeon shoes.
Also, why do the pigeon shoes have to be high heels? Just for fashion?
No, they look more like pigeons with the high heel setup.
Okay.
Why does she want to get closer to the pigeons?
That is actually the most important question. Was it to retrieve the ecstasy pigeon?
Does she just love ecstasy? Is that what's going on here?
So she walks backwards towards the pigeon with the ecstasy. Maybe she was the one that was supposed to retrieve it, but her shoes weren't done in time.
Yeah. I think the guy in the Crocs was definitely trying to get the ecstasy.
He definitely had an inside tip somewhere that ecstasy shipment was arriving in the herd of pigeons.
You know what else can help you get really close to pigeons? Crackers.
There's so many options for getting close to pigeons
an issue for anybody that they can't get close enough to pigeons? Like, if anything, it's like, hey, get away from me, pigeons. Get out of here.
I think 50% of Twitter bios are like, can't get close enough to pigeons.
The better shoe would have been a shoe that allows you to kick pigeons out of the way.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Tyson, I'm not saying harm the pigeon. If anything, you're protecting the pigeons by removing them from your path so they don't get trampled on. That's true.
Okay.
This is for the safety of the pigeons.
The other weird thing about these
pigeon bulldozer shoe.
The pigeon shoes, I'm looking at them, that because it's a heel, like the shape of it is that the pigeon's head is like at the back, where your like Achilles tendon is. So the head of the pigeon is behind you. So do you have to walk backwards to the pigeons? And if you do, what is the point of being close to these pigeons that you can't have to crane your neck around? You can't even see them.
Plus, you're putting the pigeon in danger by walking backwards. You might skewer him with your high heel because it's kind of, you know, while reversing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
For the living pigeon.
Tyson, you want pigeon shoes?
It depends on how comfortable they are, because I'm 38 now, and it's not always. It used to be fashion over function, but now it's coming full circle, and it's going to be comfort over everything.
Yeah,
sweatpants, a whole sweatsuit for Tyson.
That's when it'll be time for pigeon Crocs.
Velour.
I don't know, but maybe we'll see the hot felon. Maybe this is the new trend.
He can work
2017.
It.
He'll be rocking the pigeon shoe.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
He is pretty good. All right. Well, great stuff all around. Danny,
thank you.
Anything else you wanted to mention?
We covered Tyson's open Uzi sword and his crown.
Yeah, Tyson, I'm concerned.
He's falling apart.
I am falling apart. Sex robot bots?
They don't care what you look like, Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. That was my question.
Yeah, they're not vain.
No. They'll take you anyway with your Cheeto-stained sweatpants, your open oozing sore. Mm-hmm. They don't care, Tyson.
How do you know what I'm wearing?
I'm just guessing because you just said you're going to take function over fashion, that you went straight to the sweatpants.
Yeah, I actually, when I woke up early this morning to go to the dentist, and I put on these shorts, and then I was like, I feel like you shouldn't wear shorts to the dentist just like you shouldn't wear shorts on a plane.
I agree.
So I put pants on.
Why? Because then you end up in the chair at like an incline and you're worried about the dentist's vantage point?
I'm not worried about that, but it's just like dude's hairy legs just hanging there on the chair next to the dentist and the hygienist and everybody's there.
Yeah.
It's just, you want to look professional for the dentist.
Danny, you on board no shorts on a plane?
Oh, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Those are the small things that help the world go around.
Mm-hmm.
The people who flaunt these rules, these unspoken rules, and I know they're unspoken, they make the world a worse place.
Yeah. My thing is that the temperature on the plane, you don't know how hot it's going to be. You don't know if it's going to be cold on the plane.
Oh, it's always hot. It's always going to be hot before you take off, and then it's always too cold afterwards.
Right, yep. Right. So if you had like breakaway pants, that'd be something.
I will wear shorts on a plane if it's a short flight and it's hot in both locales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it's like 110 degrees here and it's 120 degrees where I'm going, that's okay. And it's like an hour flight, then that's just
We should get Nordstrom's to make pants that dissolve in sweat when you start to sweat. Like, it's temperature regulated. The minute you start to sweat, the pants dissolve into either shorts or kind of like a thong bottom.
Do they grow back when it gets cold?
No, that's it. It's a one-time use.
One time.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they would dissolve first in the least desirable areas.
I have 600,000 pairs of denim thongs here.
Yeah. Maybe if you get some sort of like pants that have sort of like butcher block paper where you can pull them like shorts and then you could pull down legs for pants and rip them off, you know, when the next time you need them.
They have the zip off pants, but
you gotta walk around with those in your pockets.
Yeah.
This is what you do. Like, make pants that are like blinds where you can pull them up or down or twist them and give them more ventilation or less ventilation.
Okay.
You like that? Guys like that?
I like that, Tyson. Why don't you hit up Sloth Tank?
Sloth Terrarium.
Sloth Terrarium and get someone to put some money into that because that's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Well.
I will.
Well, we've done it once again. What's the hashtag today?
Baby hot car. Is that what you said, Danny?
Baby hot car.
No. I think Sison said something else. Well, let's do a quick recap. Lots of candy stories.
We did talk a lot about the candy.
Uh-huh.
The candy lawsuits. We talked a lot about how Danny was bot bait.
Mm. Yeah, he was bot bait.
He was baiting the bots, I think.
That makes me underaged user of Instagram. But
hey, Danny, do you want to go out and do something today? No, I'm bot baiting. By yourself? Yeah. Well,
Tyson, that's the future. That's the future. Everybody will be bot baiting in the future. I'm ahead of the curve.
Yeah, taking on the botnet.
We could do bot baiting. I feel like that's now a thing that we just invented. Yeah.
Okay, but will that summon the bots to bait everybody? I'll know who to target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we want Danny. To get targeted. Danny's entire network of associates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Watch out, bots. Danny's a bot bait predator.
Yeah. Watch out. He's coming. For you. For you. All right. Tyson, do we have any reviews of News AF? News.news.
You know we do, probably, what to do. Stall for a second.
Review bait is what we need from our listeners. Of course, honest reviews only coming up here about how News AF more fascinating than watching fidget spinners on various internet streaming tube sites. That's
is
what
it a, Is it a fake? Is it a fake review? If some AI porn bot goes on and reviews our iTunes page,
I don't think so. I mean, does it really believe it?
Well, I don't know.
If it's an honest review.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to straighten that out before we start getting bots that respond to our iTunes page.
Yeah. I don't think that's been invented yet.
No, but it will be.
Okay. All right.
I'm getting to it. Where can we go to leave these reviews, Rob?
Go to newsaf.news. Of course, that's the best place to go. You can also subscribe to the podcast that way. Make sure you don't miss an episode of News AF. And also, you can join our Facebook group, Group AF, on Facebook. So be sure to look at that. Go to facebook.com/groups/groupAF to join. But no porn bots will be allowed.
Is that true? Because I feel like maybe that would be a sales pitch for people like Danny who are bot predators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come in and blast them.
I've already said this. I'm prey. I am not the predator. I am the prey. I'm the pigeon.
I keep getting it wrong. Okay, here we go. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Three dudes being guys just being bros. 5 stars. By Chinaman22944. Oh, a review from China. Rob, Tyson, and Danny are the best. Tyson, you need to quit your job of spending your Survivor winnings and put all your time into snack flavors. You have a true gift. Rob is the best, and all his podcasts are top-notch. RHAP for life. And Danny, Danny, the man's got a great boat hole, and he's not even fat. Seriously, he's not. Oh, and they talk about news.
Wow, what a great review.
I love that. He gave us all a little boost. I don't need porn bots to boost myself. I just need these reviews.
Here's another review.
Yes.
One more. For the cultured listener, 5 stars by AJC254. If it's good enough for Bradley Charles Dickward, it's good enough for me.
BCD making a comeback. Tyson, yep. On Friday night, I was watching TV with my lovely wife. And on your recommendation, we were watching the Norm MacDonald Netflix special. And my wife could not stop reading her Facebook news feed.
She hated it.
She could not be more bored.
Well, I told you to listen to his audiobook. That's the best thing.
Right.
Are you going to sue her, Rob?
Oh, I have to. Am I going to sue my wife? This is interesting. I didn't think about this.
For the month of Netflix fees.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point. She could not have been more bored. I enjoyed it, Tyson. I watched the whole thing. I finished watching it yesterday, but it was not. You didn't tell me I needed to have like a fidget spinner going at the same time if I was going to get my wife to watch it.
Yeah, no. Wives are tricky. They're hard to please.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's ever told you that.
She could not have. She just that she couldn't. She's so weird with comedians. Once she's like, nope, not for me.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to hear what they have to say.
Rachel's different, but she will not give anything a shot that I recommend.
Right. Louis
so if
CK
I'm like, oh, this
also,
looks good. Let's watch this. And she's like, okay, I'm going to shop online and do stuff. And then if it looks interesting, I'll tell you about 3/4 of the way through to start it over because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Any male stand-up comedian over 30 years old, my wife is not. Maybe I say Kevin Hart. Maybe over 40 years
she's
old.
She's a Kevin Hart fan?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, then I don't think I know.
But
any
he moves a lot. He's like very. He moves. He doesn't stand in
animated?
One spot. Somebody that stands in one spot and tells jokes. That's not. There's not enough movement
not
on
her.
The screen for her.
My
to...
current favorite. That's been my favorite for probably like 3 or 4 years. Is Tom Segura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she probably hate him.
Yeah, but you would love him.
Yeah,
I don't like any of those guys. I just listen to this podcast over and over again until Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I do too. I listen to it on YouTube right as it comes out. I'm going to listen to it on my way to work.
Okay.
Then once it gets released on iTunes and all the other mediums, I listen to it again.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the podcast version of this. And of course, News AF intern Lita, who curates all the stories. We'll be back in 1 week's time. First News AF of June coming up next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.